The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Pehe. Today's daf is being studied in Mishmat Marat Zekenati Yafa Batzara. ולעילוי נשמת אברהם בן אסתר, רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תניחם דף בן סתרית לרפואה שלמה, משה בן דינה. אל נא רפא לו, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, ורפואתו כרמה לבוא וכן ירצון ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on פה עמוד ראשון, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines down. עומדים כמה אדם כיוצא בזה רוצה ליטול. Okay. So we said, how do you calculate, in our Mishnah, how do you calculate צער? How do you calculate pain? So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, how much a person would be willing to take to endure this pain? Now what I was analyzing now. Tsa'ar bimkom nezek hechi shaymina. In a case where there was a nezek as well, how do you evaluate the tsa'ar? Let's go straight to a regular case. Guy chopped his friend's hand off. Well, there's nezik over, he chopped his hand off. And there's also tza'ar, the pain. But the chaura, once I pay for his hand, so the tza'ar already is included in it. Which means, I paid for the hand. So now the hand, you got compensated for. How would you calculate tza'ar in such a case? Guy went to an axe and smashed the guy's hand off. Okay, what's the deen? You got to evaluate him. How much could he have gotten if he was out of the hand? How much he gets without a hand? So therefore, I paid you for the hand already. So therefore, how do I now tack on tzad? How do I make this calculation? So the Gemara says, she says it clearly. She says, once I pay for it, I'm allowed to chop your hand, so to speak. I paid for it. Your hand's worth $10,000? Okay, so I paid for it. I can do whatever I want. I can chop your hand off. Why do I have to pay tzar? Where does the tzar come in? It's my hand now. It belongs to me. Didn't I pay for it? So I can chop it off. How am I going to get it off? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Omdim, Kama Adam Rotze Litol Liktoa Lo Yado. You calculate how much is a guy willing to take that they should chop off his hand. That's the way you calculate it, which means, listen, you tell the guy, I'll give you $1,000. $1,000 is not enough to chop off a guy's hand. I'll give you $10,000. You calculate the amount of money a guy's be willing to take to chop off his hand. That's the way you calculate tzar. So Gemara says, Liktoa lo yado. What do you mean? How could that be the calculation? If you're saying Liktoa lo yado, tzar lehudehu, you don't only have to pay for tzar in that case. Hakulu hamisha devarim ika. That's a case of all the five damages. You got to give me a case of tzar alone. If you're going to analyze how much a guy's willing to take, get money to chop his hand off, that's a calculation that includes all the payments. What's my nezik prat? What's my ripui? What's my shevet? What's my busha? We're trying to single in on tzar. By giving me this formula is a calculation that would include all the five damages. Again, how much you're willing to take for me to chop off your hand? That's not only a tsa'ar calculation. He's calculating what's my nezek, what's my ripui, what's my shevet. We're looking in the Mishnah, give me a case of tsa'ar when you calculate tsa'ar alone. And the Gemara says, anyway, ve'od, b'shuftani askinan? What are we talking about, crazy people? A person will not take anything to cut off his hand. Is there a price for that? Well, yeah, give me $10,000 and you can cut off my hand. Who would even give a price to that? You cannot even make a price. I'm not talking about crazy people. To be shuftani askinan. Ela liktoa yadua ketua.
So it's talking about the guy's hand is cut already. I mean, imagine a case, this is the way you would figure out tzar. Picture a guy's hand is already dangling already. His hand is dangling. So really he has no usage for the hand. There's no really damages like that. The hand is not functional anyway. So how much a guy would pay, would be willing to take, that you should chop off a hand that already is coming off already. It's really just hanging. It's not a tsar payment alone. That calculation includes boshet. Embarrassment. Why? Because it's embarrassing for him that you're going to cut off his hand and throw it to the dogs. So that calculation also is not a tsar calculation. It's a tsar boshet calculation. We need how to calculate tsar alone. Ela omdim kama adam rotze litol liktoa lo yadoa muhtav lemalchut ben sam lesayif. Oh, we're talking about a guy where already the king, give an example, how do I judge sa'ar? How much would a guy whose hand already, there's a gezerah on it, the king already made a decree, he's going to chop it off. So that already cannot undo. How much a guy would be willing to take that instead that they should use sam, which is, sam is, let's say, painless. They use a painless, anesthesia to take off his arm. Or to use saif. Saif would be a sword to chop it off. Sword is more painful. Which means, they tell the guy, how much the guy would be willing to get paid to do it in a more painful way. Now, you don't have to pay for the arm. And there's no nothing in that case because the king already decreed on it. So there's no nezek, there's no nothing. The king already is taking the guy's arm doesn't exist. So you have an arm already that's nixar on. The question is how much a guy would be willing to get paid that he should do it in a more painful way. Oh, that's the way you calculate tzar. So the Gemara says again, Amri, hachanami lo shakilu mitza'in nefshe. A guy won't take anything to get paid, pain. What do you mean? I'm not willing to take, if there's an anesthesia, who's going to take money? What, for $10,000, I'll let them cut it with a sword where it's more painful? Nobody would do such a thing. So that's not a normal calculation either. Elan is the final answer. Omdim, kama adam rotze liten, liktoa lo yadoa muhtav lemalchut, ben saif lesam. Oh, not how much the guy would be willing to take. How much he'd be willing to give. Guy's hand already is nigzar, gives it out. The king's chopping the guy's hand. Okay, so that's, his hand is gone. It's going off. There's no nezik over here. The king already ruled it. But now that his hand's going off, the guy be willing to pay money. Listen, I'll pay the king $10,000. Don't chop it off in a painful way. Chop it off in a less painful way, in a painless way. So that money, how much he'd be willing to pay, that's the way you calculate tzad. How much would the guy be willing to give to have his hand cut off in a less painless way? The Gemara says, Hai liton liten miv'ele. How much does it make sense? Because our Mishnah said, how much is the guy willing to get? The way you're learning it, it's how much is the guy willing to give? So give us Amar Avuna Bered of Yeshua. Read the Mishnah like this. Litol ze mize, which means litol, to take from the damager to the one that he damaged. Mashe natan ze, what this guy would be willing to give. Learn the Mishnah like that. Which when it says litol means, yeah, the guy who's damaging has to pay. So I'm going to take money from the damager, the hovel, to the nechbal. Litol ze mizeh. How do I calculate tzar? Mashin noten ze. What this guy would be willing to give. So they read the Mishnah like this. A guy went and he chopped his friend's hand off. Okay, he's got to pay for the hand. That's already nezik. How much he was worth, how much he wasn't worth. Okay, now tzar. We asked, what do you mean tzar? I paid for the hand already. Oh, but imagine a guy was having his hand chopped off by the king. A guy would be willing to give money. There's a value that it should be done in a painless way instead of a painful way. So that money that a guy would be willing to give to make it from painful to painless, that's the money of tza'ar that the hovel has to give to the nechbal. That's the way we calculate tza'ar. Comes the Gemara and continues. Okay, now we go to ripui. What's ripui? Ripui, we said, is doctor's bills. Hikahu hayav rapoto. You hit him, you got to pay for his doctor's bills. Tanu rabanan. Alu bo tzimachim, machmat ha-makah. Let's say right next to the makah, the wound, grew like boils or something like that, as a result of the makah. So it says, ministera. Or let's say the guy's wound got better and then it got worse, then it got bad again, meaning it relapsed. Hamakeh hayav lirapoto. Good. The guy who damaged, you have to pay for the doctor bills, for the relapse. The hayav litenu demishivto. And you also have to pay him for compensation that he's out of work. Which means not only for the initial makkah, but if let's say now there's stuff that grew around the makkah as a result, and it's causing him to be out of work, you have to pay for two things. You have to pay for that item, and you also have to pay for the out of work time. Shelo mahmata makkah, but let's say he had these boils that grew, not as a result of the makkah. Enu hayav lirapoto, venu hayav litenu demeshivto. Good. So Tanakama, we have a shita. Tanakama says, whenever you have to pay for refuah, you have to pay for shevet, which means the worker's compensation and medical go together. Anything that's subject to medical, and the guy's not working as a result of it, so therefore you have to pay him for his time also. Rabbi Yehuda Amir, no. Af machmata makah, even if the boils, let's say, grew as a result of the makah, hayav lirapoto. Wow. But you don't have to pay for his out of work. Which means according to the Biyuda, the only time you have to pay for out of work is on the makkah itself. Anything that grows on the side, even though it's as a result of the makkah, and it's going to cause him to stay out of work, you don't have to pay for the work for that case. So the Biyuda is more lenient in the sense that shevet is only paid for the actual makkah itself. But let's say now, like I said, it grew some things on the side, so you would not have to pay shevet. They say that shevet and refuah are a package. Rachamim come along and say that whenever there's no shevet, there's no ripui. They even more lenient than the Yehuda. They come along and say, when you have a makkah, okay, and now stuff grew around the makkah. In that case, there's no shevet. They agreed to the biyuda. There's no compensation for the out-of-time work. Oh, once there's no compensation for out-of-time, you don't have to pay for the refuah either. So it comes out we have three shitot. One shita says that whenever you pay ripui, you pay shevet. The biyuda says, no, you could pay ripui, but what? There's not necessarily shevet. And Achamim say, if there's no shevet, there's no ripui. So therefore, they're the most lenient. And what are we talking about? We're not talking about the actual makkah itself. Everybody says the actual makkah itself, you have to pay for the refuah. If it causes them to be out of work, you have to pay for the work. We're talking about over here where the makkah was basically okay, but it grew stuff around it as a result of the makkah. Oh, as a result of the makkah, tanakama, there's ripui, there's shevet. The last shita, there's no, second shita, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's no shevet, but there's ripui. The last shita, oh, no shevet, no ripui. So we have a three-way machloket. What is the root of this machloket? Amarava or Amarabba, Ashkahtinu, the Rabbanan, Bebe Rav. I found the rabbi sitting in the Rav's house, the Mitmadash of Rav, the Admeve Kamara, they were saying, Acha bemake nitna le'eged kamepalge. Oh, we're discussing a machloket. After a guy gets a wound, is he permitted or is he allowed by the halakha to wrap it up? To wrap it up in like a bandage or something like that. What does this mean over here? Rashi says, Nitna le'eged, natna reshut le'nechma le'ogda ul'otfa, b'pnei tzahar atzina, because I guess it gets very cold, so it hurts him. Ve'onin atzimachim nechmatim v'choma egid. Where did these boils come from? As a result of the guy wrapping his wound up, so he made it warm. So the warmth caused the boils to grow. So the Gemara's machloket over here is, does a victim that gets hit have a right to wrap up his wound after it gets damaged? What's the machloket? The bananza, the rabbis hold, makin nitna le'egin, right? He's allowed to do it. Therefore he's allowed to do it. So when those boils grew, he was allowed to put the wrapping on it. Therefore you have to pay for the refuah. And if we have to pay for his out of work. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Makeh lo nitna le'eged. No, he says Makeh was not given to Eged. You shouldn't have put it on. Oh. Ripui de Tana Bekra Mehayev. Shevet de lo Tana Bekra lo Mehayev. And so Rabbi Yehuda, we have to understand the Shita. If you tell me that you had no right to cover it, so why do I have to pay for Ripui? Why do I have to pay for these boils that grow? So he says, because when it comes to Ripui, it says a double language, Rapui Rape. So from the double language, Rapui Rape, says, even in a case where the guy shouldn't have put the Eged on, you have to pay for the Fu'ah, but not for Shevet. So that's the way Rabbi Yehuda is going to look at it. You shouldn't have put the thing on, but since we have a double language, Rapui Rape, I'll say you have to pay for Ripui for the boils, but not Shevet. Gemara says, no, cannot make sense. Va'amina lehu, ana. So Rabbi says, I told the rabbis, imakeh lo nitna le'eged. Doesn't make sense. If you're going to tell me that you're not allowed to put the item on, this bandage on, or this wrapping on, ripui nameh lo mehayev. Rabbi Yehuda would not mehayev to pay ripui. Which means you cannot tell me that you're not allowed to put it on, and then he gets paid for ripui. If you're not allowed to put it on, it's his fault. So if you have to learn it differently. Ela dekula alma makeh nitna le'eged. Everybody agrees what? That you're able to cover the makkah. That's not a machloke. Velo nitna le'eged yetera. Oh. The machloke is over here. Are you allowed to put extra insulation? Regular insulation, everybody says you can put on the makkah. The machloke is over here of eged yetera. Putting an extra measure of insulation. Rabbi Yehuda savar kiman delo nitna le'eged yetera. Really, regular eged you could put on, but eged yetera, extra wrapping, you shouldn't. Ripui de tana bekra mehayev. All right, ripui, since it says rapui rape, double language, nifuah you'll pay if the boils came. However, shevet de lo tana bekra, but for workers' compensation, lo mehayev. Rabbanan savre, kevan de tana bekra beripui. Once already you're paying for ripui. So therefore, a shevet nameh mechayev. You're going to have to pay for shevet because they hold the itkash to the ripui. Because they hold, once you're paying ripui, you pay for shevet. But if Yehuda Savar, no, shevet no mechayev de mi'ata rahmana, rak. Shevet and ripui don't go together. Because when it came to shevet, the Torah used the word rak. It says rak shifto. Rak is coming to exclude. To tell me that sometimes you're going to pay for ripui, but you're not going to pay for shevet. But a banan, rak. And the rabbis, oh no, Rak is coming to exclude a case. I don't have to pay for workers' compensation if the damage that he has was not from the Makkah. But once you're paying for damages, according to the Banan, you have to pay for Shevet. And the third Shita, the third opinion of the rabbis, the Amre. According to the third Shita, they hold what? The third Shita holds, once you're not paying Shevet, you're not paying Ripui. And therefore, in a case where, let's say the guy put an extra Eged on. So according to him, you're not paying for Shevet, because there's Rak Shevto. Oh, once there's no Shevet, there's no Ripui either. So therefore, according to them, Ripui de Tane Bekra Lamadi. What does the Torah say, Rapoyi Rapeh for? What's the double language of Rapoyi Rapeh? Mev'ele lech Netanya Debir of Yishmael. Netanya Debir of Yishmael Omer, V'rapoyi Rapeh Mikan, Shinitan Reshut, Lerofe lerapot. Wow. From here we learn the Hadush. The double language of Rapoy Rape teaches me. From here we learn that a doctor has the ability to heal. I would have thought maybe a doctor cannot heal. God brought a makkah to a person. Right? The guy got damaged. Who are you to go now to a doctor and go start healing it? So the Hadush of the Torah is Rapoy Rape to teach me that I'm able to go and seek out the help of a doctor. Tosfot has a question over here. He says, what's the double language? Rapoy Rapeh. Just say Rapoy, I can go to a doctor. What's Rapoy Rapeh? So it says, not only on, if a guy punches you in the nose. If a guy punches you in the nose, that's Bidei Adam. Okay, Hadush is that, what? If a guy damages you, you go to a doctor. But Yirapeh teaches me, even if it's an internal wound, which is from God. So I would have thought, Borei Olam gave you the Makkah. You're going to go now and undo what God gave you? Kamash Palah, no, Yirapeh, that even on internal wounds, you're allowed to go to the doctor. So let's just review, and we'll conclude over here. Let's just review the three shitot. Let's go one shita at a time. We're talking about a guy that got a makkah. Okay, got a makkah, you got to pay for his medicine. And by the way, if he's out of work, you got to pay for his out of work time. No, nobody argues on that. What happened? The guy, it was very cold, this his hand that had the makah on it. Everybody says, you know what? You can put a covering on it. You know, if it's cold for you, no problem. As a result of the covering, he grew boils. The maskanat the Gemara, everybody holds, you're allowed to put a regular covering on. Therefore, if the boils came as a result of the makah, you're paying for the defua and you're paying for the workers' compensation. We're talking about a different case. We're talking where he put eged yetera. He put an extra measure of covering. Tanakama says, listen, extra measure of covering, bottom line, the Torah says, rapo yirapeh, to teach me what? That even if you did extra covering, and the makah got boils and stuff like that, paying for the refuah. And the rabbis say, once you pay for the refuah, you pay for shevet. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. I'll say, yeah, pay for the refuah, because it says rapo yirapeh, but don't pay for the shevet, because when it comes to shevet, it says rak shifto. Rak is coming to exclude. Rabbanan, what do you do with rak shifto? Yeah, I exclude a case where the boils came from somewhere else. Then you don't have to pay for workers' compensation. But once the boils came, even if you put extra padding on it, you're going to have to pay for shevet. And the third shita says, once you're not paying for shevet, you don't pay for the pui. And he holds, in this case, I mean, when you put an extra padding on it, since you don't have to pay for workers' compensation like in the Yehuda, you don't have to pay either for refuah. Also, according to what is Apoy Rapeh coming to teach me? So Apoy Rapeh is teaching me that what? The Hadush that a person is allowed to seek the advice and the remedy of a doctor. That she's languages, that not ishut of im rapot, veno amrinan, rahamanam maheh, vi'iyu maseh. We don't say, God brought a damage, and you're coming to bring a refuah. And I know, when Apoy Rapeh, it is permissible to go to a doctor.
We continue the Gemara. We're actually 10 lines down after they get white. Tanan banan. Inayin she'im alu bo tzimahim mahmata makkah. How do we know, let's say, a person got a makkah? He got damaged. And then what? Let's say boils grew as a result of the makkah. Vinistera makkah, or let's say the makkah went away and came back. Shayav the rapoto. How do we know that he's hayav to pay for the refuah? V'chayav yitin lo shevet. He's also obligated to give him shevet. He has to give compensation for the work time that he's out. Tamud omar, rak shevet yitin v'rapo yirapeh. And the fact that it says shevet yitin v'rapo yirapeh, so it comes to teach me double language, rapo yirapeh, to say not only do you pay for the actual damage itself, for the ripui, but you have to pay for the things that were caused by the makkah as well. That's the tzimachim. And it says shifto next to rapo yirapeh. So once you pay ripu, you have to pay for shevet as well. Maybe let's say you have to pay for the rifuah also for things that came about, not mahmat makkah. Tamud omar rak. So comes to say the word rak. The bios to exclude. If you say bar Yehuda omer af mahmat makkah patur. He says even when it comes to the rifuah, that's mahmat makkah, you patur. Shine emar rak. It's coming to say, from the word rak, it comes to exclude. Okay, so that's the shita of Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. Okay, so he is strict. He says, or he's lenient on the one that's doing the pain. Okay, from the word rak. And remember we learned earlier on the daf, we're talking about a case of me where the guy, he put covering on over it. And according to this, everybody holds, if you didn't put the covering on it and the tzimachim grew, of course he has to pay. Because that's mahmata makkah. But they were saying, the machloket was, he put extra bandages on. And the extra bandages caused the makkah to come. So in that case, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is saying, there the Torah minimized. It says rak. And therefore, since they came as a result of his overly bandaging the item, so therefore you do not have to pay for the fu'ah in that case. Comes the Gemara, brings another ikah de amre. Another way of saying it, ika da amre, af mahmata makkah patur negamre. Oh, this shita says that if it's mahmata makkah, I mean you covered, you bandaged it up very good, which you shouldn't have done. So according to the banan, which is the second shita of the rabbis, which we learned, they say you patur negamre, you patur ben nefuah, ben on shevet. Negamre kere banan batra'eh. Okay, we saw that shita said that whenever you don't pay shevet, you don't pay ripui. And since they learned that shevet is not paid because it says rak, so, since in this case over shevet and nipui go together, And therefore they say, right, you're not paying Shiva, you're not paying Ripui as well. Some say, Af Mahmat Makah Patur Meshevet V'Hayav V'Ripui. And some say that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said that, wow, that Mahmat Makah, you're Patur from Shevet, but you're Hayav V'Ripui. Keman Ke'Avru, who's that like his father? We learned earlier on the daf, Rabbi Yehuda was the opinion that says you pay for the Ripui and you don't pay for Shevet. According to this version, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is going like Abu, is going like his father. You pay for the Fuad, you do not pay for Shevet. Amar Mor, Yachol Afidu Shlom Mahmat Makah. I would have thought that what maybe, even if, let's say, the damage is not as a result of the Makkah, would you have to pay? Tamud Omar Rak. Shalom Mahmat Makkah. Also, give us again. Amar Mor. Yachol, Afidu Shalom Mahmat Makkah. I would have thought that what even Shalom Mahmat Makkah you have to pay? Tamud Omar Rak. But this is Rak. So, give us says, Shalom Mahmat Makkah. Ba'ekera. You need a pasuk for that? Would you do? I need your pasuk to come and tell me that if the guy started to get sick, not as a result of the makkah, of course you don't have to pay. We don't need a pasuk to come and exclude it. Wasn't that obvious? So Gemara says, "Amar Amre, Ma'ishlo Mahmat Makkah. Where did Mitzlo Mahmat Makkah? Kedetanya. Aresh Shabbat of the Vreirofe. He went against the doctor's orders. Ve'achal Devash. He ate honey. O kol minei mitika, or all sorts of sweets." All these sweet items are not good for the wound. But he didn't look for the doctor's orders. And what happened now? On the makkah started to grow gargutni. Was it gargutni? Yeah, what I will say in a minute. Yaakov, Yahayav, Rapoto, do you think you'll have to pay for it? After such a thing, Tamud Omar, Rak. You see, that's talking about where the actual makkah itself got worse. But why? Because he didn't follow the diet of the doctor. So you would have thought since the makkah itself got worse, you'd pay. No, since he didn't follow the diet, that comes to minimize. My gargutni, Amar Baye, Nata Kirichta. But as she says, where the flesh starts to turn white, right? Starts to get dry. My asfata, what's the healing for such a dry skin? The one that says ahala, ahala is, hello. As she says, right, aloe. Vikira, that would be wax. Vikalba, kalba is the resin from the barrels of wine. Vi amale, now we go to another case. Let's say the guy who damaged tells the guy that got damaged, vi amale asyach ana, I'll heal you. I'm a doctor. I'll take care of you. Amar le damit alai ke arye arba. You are to me like a right, like a lion is arye and arba is an ambush, which means you're gonna cure me. You're the guy that gave the makkah, and therefore he doesn't trust him. He doesn't want him to be the right. I don't want to get it far from you. Correct. V'i amar le maitina asya demagin. He says, I'll bring you a doctor that he'll do the job for free. I have a friend that's a doctor. So you could tell him, some say demagin, they take out one of the words over here, but again, they put in parentheses. Amar le, so the guy could tell him, asya demagin, bemagin, magin shava. A free doctor is worth what you pay. Which means you get what you pay for. I mean, he doesn't have to take the services. The guy does it for free. There's no responsibility. I don't want a doctor that's not going to charge me money. He doesn't charge me money, so then he's reckless. Because he's going to say, what do you want? You didn't pay me anyway, so what do you want? Bi amar, maitana lak asya rechika. I bring you a doctor from far away. What's the advantage of a doctor far away? Umizil gabi. Which means what? What's he going to gain by a far doctor? Yeah, minimal fee. I mean, I got a doctor that's far away, give me a good price. A doctor that comes from far away is going to blind the eye. Why is he going to blind the eye? He doesn't care. He doesn't care for his reputation. Because if he's from far away, he messes up in the operation. And He goes back. So nobody cares. That's any business. Let's say now the guy that got damaged comes along and tells the damager, you know what? You just give me the money, and I'll take care of the doctor. I'll take care of myself. Just give me the money. Of course, you're going to take care of yourself. You're going to push out. You're not going to take care of yourself. You're going to get sicker, and you're going to only ask me for more money. And he's, I'll pay the doctor directly. I'm not paying you. You're going to take care of yourself. You're going to cause me to pay you more money. If he does, no, set price. I won't ask you for more money. Give me $1,000, flat fee. I'm not going to ask for any more money. You're still going to be poshaya, which means now for sure it's going to cause you to be poshaya. And what? You're going to get sicker, and people are going to see that you're not getting better. And what are they going to say about my reputation? He damaged the guy, and he's not paying for his doctor bills. So therefore, I'm not giving you a flat fee where you're going to cause yourself to get sicker, and then you're going to tell me I don't have to pay any more money. And people are not going to know the deal. And you're going to say, look at the shorter mezik of a damage, and he doesn't pay. Ana v'chula mishtalemim v'makom nezek. Okay, new point. Ana, we learned in the Braita that all the four payments, ta'ar, shevet, ripui, and boshet, are paid even when you're paying nezek, which means over and above the nezek that you pay for, the damages, you also pay for the other four. The Gemara says, how do you know that these payments are paid even when you're paying nezek? Because you could argue, yeah, once you pay for nezek, you paid for everything. You paid for the whole hand. You know, you covered the payment. You know, how much it was worth without a hand, how much it was worth with a hand. That's it. He's covered. No, other four payments are paying even when you're paying for nezek. In the extra language over there, we learn the ten sa'ar v'mkom nezek. And even when you pay for the nezek, you still have to pay for the pain. What do you mean? You need it for something else, that pasuk. We need that to teach me what? That even if a person damages v'shogeg, or let's say by mistake, the ones kerason, come and tell me what? He starts to pay for ta'ar, he starts to pay for the damages. So the Gemara says, how do you know that you pay for tzad and kum nezik? Im ken, nichtov kira petza be petza. Vay petza tahat patza? Shma minat artif. If I try to use the language petza tahat patza, we can learn both things. Number one, that you pay for these damages even if you did it by shogeg. And also, you pay for tzad even in case where you paid the nezik. And from the double language, rapo yirape, we learn niten, refu'a bim kum nezik. Teach me what? That even when there's, you pay for the nezik, you still have to pay for the medical. And from that, I'll learn all the other items also. Just like I pay for the medical when there's nezik, I pay also tar and shebet as well. I use that pasuk already. From this pasuk, we learned that a doctor has a heter to give healing. That was the case. The pasuk should have just written rofe yirape. Right? The fact that it says, so we learn two things over here. We learn, number one, the doctor has a right to heal. And number two, that even when you're paying nezik, you still have to pay for the medical bills. What do you mean? We learned on the earlier daf, on the Amud Rishon, that the reason why it's double language, rapo yirape, is to teach me that not only you have to pay for the actual makkah itself, but you have to pay for extra things that come, mahmat the makkah. The boils that come as around it. That's a double language. So you need to rapo yirape for something else. In kene makra or rapo rapo. O yirape yirape. Mai v'rapo yirape. Shema minad yitin nefu'a b'mkom nezek. If that was the case, they would just come and teach me an extra nefu'a. I could have said the word twice. Rapo rapo. O yirape yirape. Why double language? Double language comes and teaches me both things. Number one, that you pay not only for the makah, but even the things that are around the makah. And number two, to come and teach me what? The anyan of that even if you paid for nezek, you still have to pick up the medical bills. Michlal de mashkartehu shelo b'mkom nezek. Gemara says, the fact that you're teaching me what? That you paid tzar even when you're paying nezek, must be the case that there's tzar without nezek. It means mashma that tzar can be paid even without nezek. And the Hadush of the Gemara is that even when there is nezek, you're going to pay for it. Give me a case where you did tzar to a guy, or you did a damage to a guy where you have to pay for the fu'ah, but you didn't do him any damage. What's the case? Gemara says, "Shelo b'mkom nezik echi meshkachatihu." Give me a case. Tzar, we told you in the Mishnah. Kedektari tzar kevao b'shvud o b'masmer ve'afidu al siporno makom she'eno as ose habura. Right, he burnt the guy on his fingernail. Now, fingernail is not a permanent damage. The nail is going to heal itself, but he gave him a tzar. So, in the case of the Mishnah, it would be a case of tzar without nezik. Right? Because there's no nezik on a fingernail. The case of nezik is where he chopped his hand off. That you have nezik and tzar. But when we burnt on the fingernail where it's going to get better, there's no nezik payment on that. Ripui. Oh, give me the case of ripui. Where you pay for medical bills where there would not be a damage. Medical bills without a damage. So Gemara says, right, the guy, let's say, had a problem. He had some ailment, the guy. This guy, the Hovel, brought him very, very strong medicine. Oh, I know this item, how to heal it. So he goes along and gives him very, very strong medicine. Now what happened? It was too strong and it caused his flesh to become white. And he caused discoloration of his skin. Now he's got to give him new medicine. Right? To get the discoloration of the skin away. Now, that's not a case of damage, because no doubt he didn't do any damage. The guy was sick already. Ilawat, he came along and now just made it worse. So he just has to pay for the fu'a. He has to pay for the medicine. That's a case of medicine without nizik. You're just paying for the healing the guy's hand. You gave him too strong of a medicine, so they got to pay for the medicine to make it better. Shevet. Now give me a case where you gave a guy workers that he's out of work, but you didn't do damage to him. But you don't have to pay nizik. So what it says, they had ke beindruna. What did he do?
Locked him in a room.
Right. He locked him in a room. Ubatle. He grabbed him, because you have to say he grabbed him. I'll tell you why in a second. He grabbed him, put him in a room, locked the door. Now, you didn't do any nizik to the guy. The guy's body's intact. But he couldn't go to work for a week as long as he was locked up in the door, in the room. So that's a case of shevet without nizik. Now, I just said you have to grab him because if the guy was in the room already and you locked the door, that's a gerama. You wouldn't even have to pay for shevet. You have to actually eat something physical. Boshet, derak labape. Boshet is easy. You spit in the guy's face. All it is embarrassment. So then you have a case of boshet without nizik. So all the cases are paid with nizik, but they apply even without a situation of nizik. So that Gemara says, Shevet, Ru'in Otoki Ilu Shomer Kesu'in. Okay, when it comes to Shevet, what do we say? We evaluate the guy as if he's a watchman of cucumbers. That's where you have this payment is calculated. Already you paid for the arm. You knock the guy's arm off. You paid for the guy how much he's worth with an arm, how much the valuation was, how much did he depreciate. So the arm already is covered. But I don't have to pay him anymore for that. But now, even when he's out of work, when he's healing, he could have been working. What could he have been doing? Well, he could have been doing his old job. I paid him for his old job already. That's the arm. Now, I got to pay what he could have been doing now. He could have been watching cucumbers. I got to pay him, a dollar an hour, whatever it is, the minimum wage, during the time that he is out of work. So, give us Tanur Banam, Shevet, Ru'ino Toki, Du Shomer Keshu'in. Right? You look at him as what? As he's a watchman of cucumbers, a menial job. He doesn't need a hand for that. Right? He just stands over there and watches the field. The im tomar laktamidat adin. The man says, what do you mean? What kind of judgment is this over here? The judgment is compromised. This is not a fair judgment. What do you mean? When the guy gets better, he's not going to do a job of watching cucumbers. He's going to draw water, be a water drawer. And therefore, if he's going to be a water drawer, he can make more money. Iname azil b'shaliyah b'shakil agra. Or he'll become a messenger. He'll do messenger service. So therefore, what do you tell me that you're paying for this? Kala, when he gets better, he should be able to do a better job. No. I paid him for the hand already. I paid him for that. We're talking about a case over here where you paid for the guy's hand already, and you paid for the guy's leg. And really, we're talking about a case where that's all the guy's been able to do. which means we evaluated already all the losses that come from the hand. That's Demer Yado, Demer Aglo. We calculate. He used to be, use his hands for a very, very important job. That's why people paid a lot of money for him. But now they won't pay that money anymore because he can't do it anymore. And therefore, it's not me that's a dilakta. The Gemara is saying that's exactly what he's going to do. When he gets better, that's all he can do. Either be a shemek kishuin. So we're paying for exactly what he is worthy of doing. So comes the Gemara and says, right, Hainu, afilu kashi yitrape lo yukhal nechbal la'avod ba'avodat shemaskurtan gibu hayot. Right, he's not going to be able to do a higher paying job. That's it. And we paid him for already whatever he lost as a result. We're just paying him for his downtime.
But if he was able to
do more, we pay for more. So comes the government and says, Amarava, kita ajado. Okay, guy chopped the guy's hand off. No teno de miedo. So you got to pay him for the hand. Veshevet, lo'ino tokilu shomek kishuin. Okay, and shevet, you pay him as a shomek kishuin, as a cucumber watcher. Shibirit raglo. Guy chopped his leg off. Lo'teno demer raglo, you pay for the leg. Veshevet, lo'ino tokilu shomek etapetach. He's a door watchman. If he doesn't have a leg, he can't go in the field and watch cucumbers, because he's got to walk around in the field. But a guy, not without a leg, he can sit by the door and be a door watchman. Simet, I know, he blinded his eye. Noteno dome, I know, he pays him for the eye. Veshevet ruinu tokidu matkino berehayim. Right, he'd be able to grind on the millstone. Right, you don't have to have any eyes for that. Okay, pay him for it. If he deafens somebody, he caused the guy to be deaf, he can't do anything. Therefore, notenlo dome kulo. You pay for his whole worth, and therefore there's no compensation for any shevet anymore. When you pay for dome yedo, he's still not for something else. So therefore, you got to compensate him for the work for the out of work. When you deafen somebody, that's not fit for anything. If we have to pay for his entirety, means you're paying full payments. I don't got to pay shivat anymore. I don't got to pay. I compensated him for his whole body now. Now I own the guy. It's like he's my evidence already. Like I paid for everything. Therefore, there is no shivat payment. Now he's out of work. You know, so that was part of the calculation of the nizik. See, all the other damages, the nizik just covers the arm. But I'm still worthy to do something. Okay, so compensate me for what I was able to do now when I was out of work. But when I pay for the whole guy, I pay for everything now. What do you want? I paid the guy went from being whatever to zero. And I paid for the whole body. So once you pay for the whole person, so already there's no nezik. He's not self-commit. Therefore,
why can't he grind the millstone?
No, he can't. Again, because he can't. He can't even do that, the Chadesh. Okay. He wasn't able to do anything else, let's say. Cannot do anything else, that's it. I have to say that. Okay, Ba'i Rava, so Rava has a question. Kata et yado velo amadu. Okay, listen to this case over here. Guy cut his hand off. Chopped the guy's hand off. They didn't evaluate how much nizik is. They didn't do that yet. Before he got better, what did he do? Shibirit raglo. Broke his leg. Velo amadu. They didn't calculate yet how much the nizik for that is. Simet, I know. Then he blinded him. Velo amadu, and then evaluate him. So this is before he got a chance to get better, he keeps on beating him up more. Well, besof hashu. At the end of the day, he deafened the guy. Mao, what's the question? Mi amrina kiven velo amadu, since they never got around to evaluating him and assessing him. They had derasagile. Let them just make one major calculation of all the damages. Let him pay for everything. Because once he's deafened, you got to pay full payment. Or do you go each one separately? Pay for the hand, pay for the leg. So Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? Either way, you can end up paying for the whole person. So there's no nafkamina. You're going to have to pay tsar for each damage, and you're going to have to pay boshet for each damage. Which when it comes to the nezik and the ripui and the shevet, which means you're not going to pay separate, that we agree, the kevan, the kayyev, the mekudeh, once you pay him for the full value, keman de katledame, it's like you killed him. Veha yahiv le demikula. I paid for the whole body. So the person, he's like my everything guy. I paid for the whole person. However, tsaru boshet, when it comes to those items, pain and embarrassment. Because each time you damage them, you cause them a new tsar, and you cause them a new boshet. And therefore, tsaru boshet, because each time there is an additional tsaru boshet. So that's the Gemara's question. You look at it as one item, and therefore he's going to get one tsar and one boshet, or do you look at it as each one individual, therefore he gets extra tsar for each one, and he gets boshet for each one, which will be and if you want to say no, since they didn't assess him, it's all considered one item, and therefore he gets one boshet and one tar. So now the Gemara says, Amaduhu, Mao. Let's say they did make an assessment. Mao. Since let's say they evaluated his arm, it's worth whatever money, and then he knocked his leg, and they evaluated that. I said, okay, now pay for each one separately. Right? Based off of the time that they evaluated. Or do I say, since he didn't pay yet, so therefore it's still open. So therefore I would say, what? He has to pay him for each time. Give us a natiku. Now look at that sheet. Hada. We said is going to be for the tzad and the boshet. Which is, okay, you want to tell me, let's say, that when the assessment is still considered all one. But let's say they did assess. Before the assessment, you want to tell me it's all considered one payment. Therefore, the tzad and the boshet is all one. But now let's say the assessment was made for each one. Or maybe you'll separate it. Nafka mina what? The bush and the side goes for each one. Or do you tell me, no, it goes from the assessment, but he didn't pay yet. He didn't pay yet. It's still considered one item. And therefore, maybe you just pay side bush for all of the items together. That's what Gemara says. Tiku. Gemara leaves it in a question. Baruch Adonai. Amen.